A major natural gas pipeline in Pennsylvania has federal investigators looking at possible corruption among state officials. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier. The Associated Press is reporting the FBI has begun a corruption investigation into how Governor Tom Wolf's administration issued permits for construction of a natural gas pipeline. The Mariner East pipeline carries natural gas liquids. These are often used to make plastic, from western Pennsylvania to an export facility near Philadelphia. So why is the FBI now interested in how the Wolf administration approved it? Here to talk about this is someone who's covered the Mariner East, Susan Phillips of WHYY in Philadelphia and State Impact Pennsylvania. Susan, welcome.
Thanks, Reed.
So, Susan, the AP is reporting from three sources that the FBI is looking at how the permits for this pipeline were issued. Do we know what specifically the FBI is interested in here?
It sounds like the FBI is looking into the role that the Wolf administration played in the permitting of the Mariner East 2 pipeline. The Department of Environmental Protection has the role of looking at the environmental costs and trying to mitigate the environmental damage of any kind of large construction project such as this. But it sounds like, from what this report says, that the people who have been questioned, whether they're current or former employees, the line of questioning has a lot to do with what Governor Wolf's role was and what the role of the administration was.
And they were looking for to see whether anyone in the administration received anything in return for a sort of improper approval.
Right. So it's interesting what they would be looking at. You know, was there a quid pro quo? Was there any state or federal laws that were violated? Of course, this, you know, the permitting process basically comes under the Clean Water Act for the most part. So was that violated in any way? The fact is that a lot of people have been saying for several years now that they suspect that the Wolf administration had pushed forward the permits on the behalf of Sunoco over the objections of perhaps some employees at DEP.
Can you remind us again what these permits were for? And have there been any environmental problems along this pipeline route since they were approved?
So these permits basically permit the company to go through waterways, whether that's drilling underneath a stream bank or a wetland. And what we've seen since these permits were issued has been a slew of drilling mud spills, sinkholes in Chester County that opened up in people's backyards. And it sort of goes back to what a lot of people who oppose this pipeline will say is, hey, we've been warning about this all along. And once the construction started, what we were saying has come true. But there's also the issue of, did the Wolf administration push for these permits to get approved, you know, in a fast-tracked way that may have prevented environmental oversight that was needed to prevent these problems that have since happened? And of course, the Wolf administration denies that. They say that that's not the case, that they listened and made sure that the employees at the Department of Environmental Protection were able to do their jobs.
Susan Phillips is a reporter for WHYY and State Impact Pennsylvania. To see more of Susan's reporting, go to alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Reed Frazier.